Age Action has urged the government to provide further supports for older people affected by the closure of bank branches. This follows the announcement by the Bank of Ireland that it's to close 103 branches in the Republic and the North. Less than a fortnight ago, Ulster Bank said it would be withdrawing from the market in the South. We can talk now to Age Action's CEO, Paddy Connolly. Good morning.
Hi, Rachel.
What's your main concern about these changes as announced yesterday?
Well, I think it further erodes the relationship between older people and their connection to the local town and street and the ability to go and do their banking. The exit of Ulster Bank, the closure of post offices over the years, and now this announcement is just another blow to diminishing older people's independence. It pushes their reliance onto families and friends, which increases the risk of financial abuse, and it just highlights the lack of inclusion of older people in the thinking when it comes to the growth of the digital economy. And this has really accelerated and deepened during COVID-19, where people have had to isolate themselves and take care of themselves, but their lack of access to online facilities, whether it's because of weak broadband or because they don't have the skills. And Eurostat would say that Ireland is well behind the EU average in terms of basic skills of people between 55 and 74.
No doubt lots of older people are happy to bank online, and if they have broadband, it's something that they can do. But as you say, there's also an assumption in all of this that everyone has access to broadband when we know that they don't.
Yeah, and we know that about 33% of people between 65 and 74 have never been online. So it's a very significant issue. And we know, you're right, that broadband is a problem. But I think there was a Digital Skills for Citizens programme which targeted people who were vulnerable to digital exclusion. And that ended in 2019. And I think it's unfortunate that the government continues not to invest and develop specific programmes for those who are vulnerable. So there is a digital strategy being developed, but it's a 10-year strategy. And that programme ended at the end of 2019. There's no sign that it's going to restart any time in 2020. So we'll have 2 years of people not being supported to get online. There is some residual funding left from the last programme, but there's no indication that the various ministers... In fact, it's fallen now between two. We understand that the digital skills programme was in the Department of Communications. It's now with education because of this digital strategy. So it doesn't seem to even be held by any department and anyone taking responsibility for ensuring older people and vulnerable people get online.
Given the level of restrictions, though, at the moment, would it be possible to roll out a course like that?
Well, we actually have very innovative programs where we have developed a digital skills pack kit, keep connected kit, where we provide people with a written document, a volunteer phones them. There's video clips that they can be shown by what we call digital champions, family, friends and others. So there are very innovative programs, and that's just one of them that can support people to get online now through, as I say, we have over 400 volunteers willing to work with older people to get them online. We can send them a document and we can show them videos so families and others can use the kit to help people get online, and those types of programs need to be funded at this point.
For people who don't want to do that, would you accept that many services are now available in the post office?
Well, I think we need clarity on the relationship between banking and the post offices. And even if there are services available in post offices, we know that for many people who live in rural areas, who live in small towns, that the travel becomes
too.
Particularly... Yeah, exactly. And that's the issue, that most services, even government programs, for example, the National Driving License Centre, you have to apply online to get an appointment for a new driving license. Of about 10 surveys that were carried out by the government to consult with the public, only one of them was available through consultation. The rest were online. So it's not just the commercial, it's right across government that we're moving towards online working, and we're not ensuring that we're keeping pace to protect those who are most vulnerable to exclusion.
Paddy Connolly, Age Action CEO, thank you for joining us.